Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Rick Knapp, director at the National Hurricane Center, talking to you live from Miami with a 1 p.m. Eastern time update on Tropical Storm Karen that formed this morning over the southern Gulf of Mexico, just north of the Yucatan Peninsula. Right now, it is centered over the south central Gulf, moving to the north-northwest at about 12 miles per hour. We did have U.S. Air Force reconnaissance plane in the system earlier this morning that helped us diagnose the wind speeds. And as of our 11 a.m. advisory Eastern time, the maximum winds in Karen are at 65 miles per hour. We will have another Air Force plane investigating Karen starting in about an hour to give us a better handle on the intensity as we go through the afternoon. And we will update everyone with an intermediate public advisory at 2 p.m. Eastern, 1 Central, and then a full advisory new forecast at 5 p.m. Eastern, 4 Central. As Karen moves generally to the north over the next couple of days, that gives us a couple of days, today and tomorrow, for preparing on the northern Gulf Coast for the potential impacts, depending on where you live, from this tropical storm. We do anticipate some strengthening over the warm waters of the Gulf into tomorrow, and we think it will be pretty close to hurricane force, either at or near hurricane strength, sometime on Friday. We do think that because of increased wind shear in the atmosphere as it approaches the northern Gulf Coast on Friday night into Saturday, that it will be on a weakening trend, but it's still too close to call what the strength will be at landfall. So we do have a hurricane watch in effect for portions of the northern Gulf Coast from Grand Isle, Louisiana, around southeastern Louisiana, including the Mississippi-Alabama coast and the western Florida panhandle all the way to Indian Pass. So that'll include places like Panama City and Destin, Florida. This does not include Metropolitan New Orleans or Lake Pontchartrain. Those areas are under a tropical storm watch, as is the area from west of Grand Isle, Louisiana, over to east of Morgan City. So today and tomorrow are the days of preparation. We always urge folks to follow the instructions of their local emergency management officials, because we do have multiple hazards that either a tropical storm or hurricane will pose. Obviously, the wind hazard is a big concern. That's why the hurricane and tropical storm watches span a large area, because hurricane or tropical storm conditions are possible in those areas within the next couple of days. And storm surge and rainfall, the water hazards, can't forget those. When we get into the afternoon, when we put out some new advisories, we will start to put some numbers on how much storm surge and rainfall we could be talking about. But always remember that tropical storms and hurricanes are not just coastal events. There could be some storm surge potential in your area, especially if you're closer to coastal regions, and there is a possibility that the emergency managers may give you instructions on how to handle that hazard. And rainfall and winds cannot just affect coastal areas, that could affect some inland areas as well. So a number of hazards to contend with as Karen approaches the coast, regardless of whether or not it actually makes it to the northern Gulf Coast as a hurricane. Prepare today and tomorrow. More to come throughout the next couple of days here from the Hurricane Center. I'm Dr. Rick Knapp.